You're listening to the LCJ Q&A podcast. As always, I'm your host, Lights, Camera, Jackson. Step, the documentary, it's one of my favorite films of the year so far. It's coming to DVD and digital on October 17th. Joining me right now is the director of Step, Amanda Lipitz. Amanda, I gotta say, congratulations on this movie.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take me back to that night in January when you premiered the movie at Sundance.
It was absolutely surreal. It still feels surreal. I haven't completely recovered from it. I will say what was so amazing about it was that that morning was the Women's March in Washington. It was also the Women's March in Park City. And the girls stepped for everyone, and they really were such leaders that day. And I was so proud of them. And then that night to have the movie premiere and to have them say, like, to see the opening of the film and to see that the opening of the film, which had been my opening for over a year, and it's women rising up, women coming together, women speaking out, and then to know that that had happened that morning was truly amazing. And we used to say, all the executive producers would get together, we talked about showing the film before Sundance, and everyone said, don't do it, we're going to blow the doors off the theater, and we did. And so it was pretty amazing, and also to watch the girls watch it with them.
Oh, yeah, and you won a special jury award for inspirational filmmaking. Is there really a better feeling out there than to know that what you've made has really inspired other people?
You know, it wasn't the award that really makes me feel so good. What makes me feel good is that we've been traveling the country with this film, and the young women that come up to me and tell me, that's me, or I'm Blessin, I'm Corey, I'm Taylor, or I'm Paula Dauphin. You know, I'm a college counselor, I'm a teacher, and you've given me inspiration to keep going, or a mom. You know, we took every opportunity we could to turn stereotypes on their head in this film, and seeing, you know, young people come up and say, like, you finally got our story, you finally said it the way I would have said it, it just makes me so happy.
Yeah. How quickly was the film edited? Because the last scene in this movie, without giving anything away, takes place at the end of last summer, and then you premiered it in January. So what was that process like?
Well, Penelope Fogg is my editor. She's incredible. She did the Joan Rivers doc and Maiden Trip, and she just is my, you know, guiding star on this. And, you know, what was really amazing is she came on in March while I was still filming, and I had 400-plus hours of footage because I'd been filming them for so long.
Wow.
And she kind of started at the beginning, and so I had many, like, nights of driving back and forth between Baltimore and New York, where I live to be with my kids, and we'd talk about what I shot that day, and she'd talk about what she'd watched that day, and it was just this incredible gift to have that. And then, you know, we wrapped filming in June, and for graduation, I knew I was going to go back and film in August when they were leaving and going to wherever they ended up in terms of colleges. Mm. So I knew I would be shooting that, but I basically, we spent the whole summer editing. We did some reshoots. We did the shooting of the, you know, kind of prologue of the film, and then, or epilogue, they submitted it at the Sundance deadline about 6 weeks later, so it was really fast, but Penny had been on since March, so I'd say it was about, in total, about 6 months of editing.
Wow. And for those of you who don't know out there, Step, about these girls at the Baltimore Leadership School for Young Women, and in particular, those on the Step team. Now, I hadn't heard of stepping before seeing this movie, and I read you said it's not dance, it's more of an art form than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not dance. It's this complete, unique art form that is a team sport, but it's also, you know, it's art. So it's just this completely unique thing where you make music with your body. I was not familiar with it when I first saw it. I actually realized the first time I ever saw stepping, it was on a different world growing up. I saw it on a different world at a, you know, traditionally, you know, African-American university. And that is really where stepping in terms of this country has grown and flourished. And high school stepping is something that's pretty recent, like in the last decade or so.
Wow, that's amazing. And what's also amazing is that your mother founded this school, and you've been with these girls since they began there in the sixth grade. That's just incredible.
It's really a gift. You know, I was making films about first-generation students going to college and girls' education and working with these incredible schools in New York called the Young Women's Leadership Schools. They're 5 all-girls public schools in New York. They have 100% graduation rate. And my mom's been an activist my whole life, and I watched her, you know, fight for women and girls, and I said, you know, you've got to go see these schools. They're incredible. Maybe you should consider replicating one in Baltimore. And we never, ever thought that we would be here, you know, and of course, she recruited her daughter to make films for her, and I did because I'm a good, you know, Baltimore girl who does what my mother tells me to do. And but we never expected any of this, and I certainly find it just so incredible that these little sixth grade girls who, you know, were going to a school that promised to send them all to college started a step team as a means of keeping themselves connected to school. I don't think they realized they were doing it at the time, but it certainly was the case and was definitely subconscious on their part.
So here's what amazed me the most about this movie, Amanda, is the fact that you have this competition at the end of the year for the step team, but it's not the priority. It's about these girls getting into college. Such a great unconventional approach. When did you kind of figure out that's the direction I really want to go with this movie?
That was always the direction I was going in. When I would go and talk to people about the movie or the documentary, and like when I was trying to figure out like what it was before senior year, as senior year was looming and we were getting ready to, you know, film senior year, I, even though we had been filming for several years prior, you know, they'd say to me, so when's the big competition? I'd be like, well, it's in the spring, but that's not the point. It's the competition of their life. And this is, they're in the competition for their lives, not for stepping. It's just step is life. So it all is one together. So I certainly, you know, I really didn't know that from the beginning. That the end, you know, I knew that my, you know, in a musical, I'm a Broadway producer in my other life, and in a musical, you always have a ticking clock and something universal that everyone can relate to, and I knew senior year was that. So I knew that I had a beginning, middle, and end in that, and whatever happened with the step team between that, I couldn't control.
And with your experience being a Broadway producer, I also want to mention Tony Award winner, which is fantastic. What new things about using a performance stage did you discover in watching these girls do their step routines?
You know, I appreciate you asking that question. You know, I spent a lot of time just filming them stepping and not filming, like, really anything else, just so I could learn how to film step, because it is such a unique type of movement. And I, you know, I certainly had filmed, I had filmed Broadway shows before. I did Legally Blonde, and we put it on MTV, so I was used to that. But that's very, very planned out. Like, you know what's going to happen when, and it's not about the sound as much as it is about seeing the movement. And with step, it's so much about the sound as well. Mm. So that was definitely a challenge, and it's definitely, you know, was something that I think we managed to, you know, we managed to really make the viewer feel that you really were a part of this step team. And when you finish, you know, when you finish the performance routines, you feel satisfied that you saw something incredible.
Mm. And how did you feel? There's so many emotional moments in this film, heartbreaking moments, uplifting moments. What was going through your mind as some of these conversations were unfolding? How did you feel behind the camera during those points?
I mean, I feel the way the viewer feels. You know, there are times when my heart is breaking. There are times when my heart is soaring, where I'm laughing, where I'm crying. You know, I mean, the way you feel is the way I felt. And I think that really is, these girls, they're soul piercing. You know, they are soul piercing. And, you know, they pierced my soul. And I think, obviously, that comes across on camera. But truly, like, the way you feel watching it is the way I felt filming it.
Ooh, yeah, and I've felt so many emotions while watching this film. And culminating right at the end is this song, Jump, from Cynthia Erivo. It's a powerhouse anthem, and I hope it's going to be an award season contender, because it brought tears to my eyes, culminating with everything going on. And then this song, that was the perfect kind of song to use.
Thank you. Well, that song was written by Raphael Sadiq, Laura Cartman, and Tara Stinson, and they wrote it to Picture. We actually had another completely different song that was in that spot.
Wow.
And they went, and the song got too popular. Raphael came to me and said, let me please, Raphael Sadiq came to me and said, please let me write you another song. and they wrote it to picture. So every single thing was written exactly for this film, inspired by the girls. And then to hear them say, you know, the lines in it of like, get up, spread your magic all around. And knowing that these young women have accomplished that traveling the country with this film and being on the Today Show and Good Morning America. And it's just incredible.
And music really has an importance in the film as well, with some montages. You talked about the editing as well, but choosing the right song must have been very important for you through this whole process for the various scenes.
I mean, music fuels me, drives me, it's everything. Like, Quentin Tarantino talks about, like, how he chooses his songs before he ever writes his screenplays, and I get that. I mean, I had like a whole soundtrack that I listened to over and over and over again. Some songs made it into the film and some didn't. They just inspired me as I moved my way through. And certainly the songs the girls listened to inspired me and changed me and moved me in a lot of ways.
I have to also say, just for the people in this movie, the guidance counselor is amazing, the parents are amazing, the students are amazing, and I just, again, congratulations on the film, and I hope I get to meet you at the Critics' Choice Documentary Awards in November.
I cannot wait, and I'm sorry for, like, dogs barking and kids yelling in the background, but that's the life of a working mom, so I'm sure your viewers will appreciate that.
There you go. Yes, I think they will. Everybody works hard, and you worked so hard on this. And everybody, check out Step. It's on DVD and digital October 17th. Again, one of the best films of the year. Amanda, thank you, and thank you to the kids and the dogs as well.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson for the LCJ Q&A.